Good evening. Thank you again for joining us.
I'm happy to be with you once more.
Thank you very much.
Are you aware of how busy you have been since last I came?
Yes, it has been very busy.
You are aware of it, you say?
Are you aware?
Aware, yes, I have been.
I speak of you personally.
Yes. I have been very busy and I am aware of it.
I do not speak of the work you do on this earthly plane. I am speaking of your trips to Earth
and
your sleep state.
No.
Have you not been aware?
No, I must be honest, I can't say that I have.
My friend, you should be endeavoring to keep that knowledge with you when you return here.
I shall make a further effort to do so.
Your communication skills are well known on our side of life. There are many who offer you their thanks.
Okay.
If only you could feel their love surround you, it would uplift you in all your daily tasks whilst remaining in your physical body.
Yes. I do feel that sometimes, I must agree. I must make more effort to try and remember what happens during my sleep state now.
Perhaps you would feel more tired. No, I only joke a little with you. Of course you would not.
No. No, I will just try and do that and concentrate on it more. I'm sure it would be most interesting.
You have all within these last months come to me in your spirit bodies.
So everybody here should make an effort then to try and remember what has happened during their sleep.
The exercise would be very worthwhile.
Good.
To you all, to your development, and I am here to help you with that aspect of yourselves, as you well know.
Yes, true. Can you suggest any particular mental exercise which would be beneficial for the remembering of our visits to you?
Yes, if you wish. I would suggest before you go into your sleep state And here once more we come to what I will always tell you, the power of your thoughts. If you would mentally say to yourselves in this state between being awake and being asleep, you know of the state I speak of.
Yes, indeed.
When you are, how can I say, half here, half with us. Mentally make the thought to remember all that occurs in your sleep state. Do this each night, and eventually you will come to the state of remembrance. It must be thorough. It must be done continuously if you wish to achieve results. Also, on your awakening, perhaps you would write down what you remember.
Yes, that's certainly a good idea.
Gradually you will see a formation of thought. To begin with, it may seem rather jumbled up, but no matter, it will all eventually come together. You will realize what is natural dream state and what is an occurrence in the spirit realm.
They can become confused, can they, in our minds?
They will be to begin with.
Yes. Well, then perhaps I have been remembering some things, because I've been puzzled at some of the apparently peculiar dreams I have had. Not unpleasant dreams. So maybe I have been remembering, but putting them down to physical dreaming.
Yes, this is what happens. Your physical brain tries to interpret what is a spiritual happening, which sometimes causes confusion. But if you endeavor to continue each evening, each morning, you will find a pattern emerge. I hope that will be helpful to you, and I say to you all, please do these things for your own unfoldment.
Yes, I have been trying to be aware of coming over to you, but perhaps, as I say, I've been accepting it as physical dreaming rather than an awareness of what has happened over there. So I must pay more attention to that.
Yes. Write it down, then you will see the pattern emerge. It is much easier to look back when it is written down than to try to use your memories, which at times can fail you.
True, it is, often does. It's very faulty, our memory, mine anyway. I know in the past I have had very pleasant experiences on awakening, recalling what has happened, and I could only assume that I had been over to you during that time, but lately I don't appear to have done that. But as you have said, it might have been confused with physical dreaming.
I can assure you that you do come to us.
Good.
As you all do, it is not an unusual event. You all leave your physical bodies while in your sleep state. All of you.
So it might be helpful also then to concentrate on coming over to you, would it?
You need not concentrate. It will happen in any case. What you need to concentrate on is the remembrance of the visit. Do you see?
Yes, I do understand. Thank you.
Because then you can remember what has been taught to you, to the spiritual aspect of yourselves. That is what you need to remember.
Good.
Do not try to force yourself. That will not work.
I have some time now before I've gone to sleep trying to get interested in meditation, because that's the best time of the day for me. So I have been semi-prepared to come over, I suppose, without concentrating on it.
It is slightly different when you speak on meditation. When you sit for your meditations, what you are doing is, of course, raising your consciousness. Yes, we know. Mm-hmm. When you are in your sleep state, that spirit aspect of yourself returns home to be rejuvenated. Although you can sit in meditation and raise your consciousness, the spirit remains within the physical being. Can you see the difference?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you don't necessarily leave your physical body when in a state of meditation, unless you are in a very deep state of raised consciousness.
I see.
There is a slight difference, but people assume it is the same. It is not.
Mm-hmm. Right, and that leads me to a question that perhaps you can give an answer to something that happened many, many years ago. It may seem a bit humorous, but it's quite serious. I communicated through one of our ladies, was astonished, and I quote her words, to see me here in the group, because she thought I belonged in your world. And I said, well, what makes you think that? And her reply was, well, I've seen you over here in your pajamas.
And that confused you.
A bit, yes.
Yes. It was the mirror image of you as you slept.
I see it.
Namely, what would be seen would be your color, your light in the spirit world. But for recognition purposes, your own higher self decided that you needed to be clothed.
Yes.
And so it was you were seen in your pajamas.
I've puzzled over that a number of times in the course of the years. That certainly gives a comprehensive answer now and makes it much more acceptable.
It was that part of you that was a little unsure and needed not protection but assurance that you would return. You see, things are not always so clear cut as people would expect. But that was the reason why.
Well, thank you. Glad to have heard that resolved. Yes, it did seem rather confusing. Now, might I ask if any of our sitters have questions on what you have just been telling me?
Of course.
Does anybody have a question they would like to ask on this subject?
I
think they must all be over there with you.
Amused because in the times leading up to my being here, many questions are posed.
Yes.
I try to give help to answer them. But here we are with the opportunity and we are at a loss.
I've got a question actually.
Yes, who is that?
Mark. Yeah, there's sometimes when I meditate, I feel a what is like a noise in my ears, a sort of, like almost a ringing, but very, very high.
Yes.
And I wonder what that's about. And I get the same noise, same feeling or noise sensation when I'm on a ley line.
Let me speak on this. When you meditate, there are many degrees of meditation. You would agree?
Yeah.
One of the first things you will notice when you become used to meditation is, I believe some of you call it, the audible sound. I believe you may know what I am speaking of, sir.
Do you, Mark?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It can take many forms. It can sound like a hum, sometimes a ringing, as you have described it. All it means is that you have reached a particular level of meditation. What happens next is that the consciousness becomes raised even higher, and all these sounds which are within you, not without, will stop. And from the audible sound, you go to the darkness within. I'm sure you can explain this to him a little fuller if he so wishes. It is just a different level of meditation. You are reaching a low. That power line, if you like, of sound, you are tapping into it. The sound is within your head area, is it not?
Yeah.
Yes. Don't be concerned. It is, I would say, the second step of meditation. Most people would not even be aware of it. The very fact that you are shows your own sensitivity to that audible life force. I say, do you continue, allow these noises to happen, be happy about it, and eventually you will be taken that one step further.
Okay.
When these noises stop, it does not mean that you have not meditated properly. It means that you have moved forward. You see, you are all rather like the radio waves. The frequency of the radio waves. And you are tapping into that sound power. That is all. Is that helpful to you?
Yes, thank you.
I do.
I do quite like. I enjoy that state actually. When
yes,
I can.
Because you see, you are raised. You are slightly away from your physical being. It is the second stage of meditation.
Which is the first stage, do you say?
The first stage of meditation is to go within and try to rid yourself of all everyday thoughts. The first stage for anyone beginning this meditative state is, I think, probably the most difficult.
Yes, I believe you're right in that. I found it so.
But he has moved beyond that now. And you are just a power source tapping into an even greater power. It is as simple as that.
But there are some places that are easier to meditate in, aren't there? As well, I think. I wondered if being on the ley line helped.
There is much power within the earth's structure, as I have said before. If you find that your meditation is greater within these areas, then please do so. But I would say to you all, it really should make no difference to the progress that can be made. After all, you need to go within. Within, that is the true answer to finding the answers of life. But if you feel happier to meditate upon the earth's ley lines, as you call them, please do so. I would say to all of you, find your own little niche. Be happy with what you are doing for yourselves. That is what is important. That each and every one of you seeks and finds that inner spark, no matter where. That is not the important issue. The important issue is that you find that quiet time to find that stillness, to find that love that is there for all of you.
Thank you. Whilst you've been talking, I've been going back over my, what I called dreams, and I realize now that I probably have been aware of what has been happening, but have been assessing it as a physical dream, because I do know that I have been often talking to people and giving them much help. But I thought it was all on a physical basis. I think I obviously was wrong in that, and I have been helping them in your world, but construing it as a physical dream.
Let me speak a little to you. When you came upon this earth plane, you had made the decision that when the time came in your life, that you would work for spirit, that you would help in as many ways as you could. You, my friend, are a very old soul, with the knowledge that goes back many eons of time. You made the decision in this lifetime that you would return to this earth plane to help others. But mainly your task was to teach. Part of your decision was that regularly you would return to that home of love, where you would continue to help those on the other side, our side of life. This was to be a difficult life for you at many stages. You wanted to make recompense for that which was left undone last time. So you see, from the very beginning of your earthly life, you have returned to us to work. Not for pleasure, not to see others whom you love, but to work. You can say you work on both sides of life.
Thank you for that explanation. It certainly clears a lot of points which have been not exactly a worry, but which I couldn't quite understand. I do appreciate what you've told me.
I hope it has made life for you a little clearer.
It certainly has, Senyavet, and I do thank you very much. It was something I hadn't realized, I must admit.
I wish to say a few words to one of the ladies here, and then I will leave the rest of the time, as we have agreed, to see what occurs.
And which lady would you like?
I wish the one who is known as Debbie, please.
Debbie, could you come in front, please? Okay.
My child, I feel discord and disharmony with you. I will not go into detail here, but you know of what I speak. Yes, you do. Take heart, child. Things will change for you. I know at this particular time you feel that the tide is turning against you. But no one says that life was meant to be easy. I will help you all I can, and I say to you, think positively. Use that power of thought that I have told you all about. Use it wisely. I will be with you, and you will see the clouds disperse. Now, all that is love, go with you. All with my love.
are no views, reviewers, any method. We all thank you most sincerely for what you have told us. Thank you.